This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A series of thunderous explosions lit up the night sky over the Gaza Strip on Friday in what appeared to be a series of Israeli military airstrikes in the Palestinian territory against Hamas. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The health system in the Gaza Strip is on its knees, according to the head of the World Health Organization on Friday, noting that half of the territory's 36 hospitals are no longer functioning. And there is more condemnation about Israel's activities in the Strip. Here's AP correspondent Charles Della Desma.
In an interview with the Australia Broadcasting Corporation, the UN Special Rapporteur on the Palestinian Territories, Francesca Albanese, has described Israel's plan for combat operation pauses in northern Gaza to allow civilians to flee to the south as wrong.
4 hour ceasefire, yes, to let people breathe and to remember what is the sound of life without bombing before starting bombing them again. It's very cynical and cruel.
Albanese adds the Palestinian people were being forcibly transferred out of the Gaza Strip. I'm Charles Duladesma.
FBI agents seized New York City Mayor Eric Adams' electronic devices earlier this week. According to the New York Times on Friday, citing two people familiar with the matter, the devices, at least two cell phones and an iPad, were returned to Adams within a matter of days. The seizure comes after the home of his chief campaign fundraiser was searched by the FBI. The UN warned on Friday of soaring human rights violations in Sudan's Darfur region, saying they are verging on pure evil. This is VOA News.